With the Thursday AM Business Report, I'm Jim Taylor on the RFD Radio Network. New Federal Reserve Chairman Kevin Warsh says he's focused on getting monetary policy right. Following the Fed's announcement yesterday that it's leaving interest rates unchanged, Warsh said the U.S. economy is expanding. He said, unlike his predecessor, Jerome Powell, he will not provide long-term rate and economic projections, but will give what he calls medium projections, which he says point towards positive U.S. growth. Renting costs less than buying in most big U.S. cities, but the savings depend on where you live. Realtor.com says rents fell for the 34th straight month in May, but they're still 17% higher than before the pandemic. Data from the real estate platform puts Austin, Texas at the top for renters saving the most compared with buying a starter home. And San Jose, California tops the list where that renting edge is fading the fastest. Nationwide, Realtor.com says buying a starter home costs an average of $920 more a month than renting. Ordering fast food on a delivery app can run almost as much as a casual restaurant meal. New data from restaurant pricing firm Revenue Management Solutions says those apps can turn a $10 fast food combo into a $27 order. The firm says fast food prices on apps often run 15 to 30% higher than they do at the counter, and that's before service fees, delivery charges, and tips get stacked on top. The firm says the add-ons wipe out the savings that make fast food feel cheap in the first place. And that's the Thursday AM Business Report. You're listening to the RFD Radio Network.